Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Our prayer call line with our clubhouse broadcast. But good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. It is our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call, May 17th, 2025. Here we go in this fifth month of 2025, almost halfway through this month. I don't know where the time is going, but we bless God for another opportunity to be in fellowship together. I am on the road again. Someone just sent me a text this morning saying, "Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?" So traveling shoes is what PLC McKinney loves to call me, but we bless God for safe traveling journeys to and fro. It has been quite a full week and it is not over. So I just thank God for covering, because I don't take it for granted, up and down these plains and streets and highways and trains and all the things, for his traveling mercy. So it is a blessing that I can be here to kick off the room before I have to go back into our programming here. So you'll probably hear a little background noise. The choir is rehearsing and they're setting up. But I am just so grateful to God for yet another day to see his handiwork, to see what he is doing in our lives come to fruition. Just the praise and worship song, It's Kingdom by Maverick City and Kirk Franklin was featured. Just being in that praise, just thanking God for being God, not for the things that he can give us, but just for being God all by himself, for seeing past our faults, seeing our needs, seeing our heart's desire to just want to know him more, to serve him, and just to worship him. And I thank God for each and every one of you that come on this prayer call every single week, whether you're joining on our conference call line, whether you're joining on Clubhouse, whether you're catching the replay, whether you're listening to our podcast with all of the replays, whether you're from this country, other countries, just everywhere where we're able to touch as this work continues to go throughout the world for Faithpreneurs. And Destiny Designers University is continuing to be that safe place for the growth, development, launching, collaboration, and ultimately the witness of God in every space there is, because there's nowhere where God is not. So Faithpreneurs show up to be the beacons of light, to be the answers to the challenges we see, to produce the programs, the products, the services that will help us be a better world, right? So one by one, each and every one of us have the assignment that we've been given, the calling, the divine download, the witty ideas for a reason. It's not a mistake, and no matter how long it takes, you know what God says will come to pass, because God is not a man that he would lie. What he said he will do. So we can trust him and know that through the journey, you'll go through different experiences that help to sharpen you. Long suffering, yeah, it's a part of it, but after you suffered a while, oh, all right, let me not get myself excited. I got to stay focused because I only got a few more minutes before I go. But I just thank God for each and every one of you, for all of our moderators here. DJ Jason Hodge had a birthday that just passed, and Clubhouse Auntie Dr. Roz got one coming up. So there's a lot going on here in this month of May. So happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating birthdays, graduations, so many of graduations from kindergarten, high school, junior high, college, postgraduate, whatever you are celebrating. Congratulations, those who are having weddings and new babies coming in the world, all the wonderful celebrations in the month of May. God's blessings to you. But I always am conscious that the ebbs and flow of life are real. So we do have family members who have recently lost loved ones. So let's continue to keep them covered in our prayers, that they celebrate the lives of those who have transitioned by how they live. That is what my advice always is. And as you go through the grieving process, that you go through it. You don't stay stuck in any one stage, but you go through what you need to go through, and you reconcile in the way that you're able to adjust to a new normal when someone you love is no longer here with us. And as we go through this day, I'm going to read the devotion from one of my favorite morning books from one of my dear friends and mentors, Dr. Cindy Trim, Command Your Morning. And this one I thought was appropriate because I was meditating on something the other day, and this really speaks to it. Know that it is God. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. That's 1 John 4:1. That's the ESV version. So you can read the King James version. You know, me and King Jimmy, I love reading that version. And the other versions just give you more insight into how you can meditate on the scripture. So it says, spiritual perceptions can seem so strange and make us very uncomfortable. The people struggling to understand them can make mistakes in their interpretations. And for many people, this makes them doubt their sincerity. They think these people are making things up to get attention rather than struggling to understand the glimpses God has given them of his perspective. Of course, this gives good reason not to be quick to proclaim what God is showing you in prayer until you are sure you understand it and that it is truly from God. But this does not justify the temptation of going about with your spiritual eyes closed simply because it's easier. Father, open the eyes of my understanding. I want to know your will. Download divine insights and revelation, creative ideas and cutting-edge concepts. Send angels to frustrate anything that would seek to derail your plans and purposes for me. I renounce all doubt and unbelief that would prevent me from trusting the prophetic words and visions you give me. Father, open my eyes and ears to the things of the Spirit. I want all you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen. And I said, wow, this is just a timely time to reread that, because in the times that we're living in, we have to be very careful. There are a lot of people who are proclaiming, right, that they are serving God and that they are doing his will. And the word warns us about these times. You know, you have to try the Spirit, know the Spirit. You have to know for yourself who God is. You have to build your personal relationship so that you don't get twisted by things that are contrary to the word of God, because people have used the Bible to manipulate. People have used religion to cause challenge and angst, wars. All sorts of things have come out of handling the word of God deceitfully. So the only thing that you can do to ensure that you are hearing from God is to build your relationship deeper with him in prayer and meditation and finding that time. And for me, that's been a journey of understanding that it's not just praying when we're here on this prayer call, or you're praying in church on Sunday. Some of you who do make it to Bible study, whether you go virtually or you're in person, it's a constant conversation with God. It's carving out time so that you can just sit before him. And I used to struggle with that because I thought it was enough to say, okay, Jesus, thank you. You know, you woke me up this morning, Lord, carry me on my way, praise him. And then you just keep running. But do we really sit still long enough to just soak in his presence, just to hear maybe the songs of Zion that can encourage you, or just to read a scripture and just sit quietly to create that space and that time to read a devotion and to go deeper in it? So, you know, even when I read Command Your Morning, typically I'll do that with my husband in the morning before we start the day or he's going to work. But then I have to go back and just sit and listen to what God is saying, like what's deeper in the word, in the text for me, in the scripture that I might meditate on, because that's how he starts to reveal the secrets, right? That's how you get a closer relationship. So as you see, there's background noise coming in because they're getting ready to start. But hopefully you can still hear me. They're trying to open the door. There's no. I'm going to mute myself for a minute. Okay, now they're coming in. So I'm going to go in and out just to make sure that you all don't have all the noise. But welcome to my world, doing this call while on the road. But I do want us to definitely hear what I'm saying in this last piece. So I'm going to come in the back end so I can finish my thoughts and turn it over to our moderators. I'm encouraging you all in this time to be really clear about how you build your relationship with God so that no false doctrine, no false teachers, no contrary information that is exalting itself against the Word of God can take you off the path that you are on, that you can be clear about what God is saying to you because you have built a relationship with Him, that you recognize His voice and you know the voice of the shepherd. There is so much happening around us in the world, so many things to distract us from how we grow our faith. And for you to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God is what's going to take you through these times. He didn't say challenge wouldn't happen. He warned us what the last days would look like. He warned us about how itchy ears would cause challenge. But you don't know any of that if all you're reading is the 23rd Psalm. So it's good to know the 23rd Psalm, because yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But honey, you got to know more than that to get through this thing called life. You have to be able to digest for yourself and ask God to continue to lead you, to let the Holy Spirit guide you, that there's anything that would exalt itself against God's word, that we cast it out, that we discipline ourselves in prayer. We understand what the meaning of fasting is. I also remember when Reverend Mother used to teach about fasting, it wasn't just starving yourself for a couple of hours a day. It was about just turning down your plate, turning down other things that could distract you from just spending some time with God so that He can speak to you, He can download to you. Sowing, you know, being able to pay your tithes and offering and to give. These are all lessons that we learn in our growth and development in Christ. So it's not about just going into the house of worship. You can put on your Sunday's best. The devil can sit in the front row, right? It's about living the life. It's about how are you changing? How are you coming closer to Him? How are you dying to self so that you decrease and God increases? And that doesn't happen overnight. It is a process, but you can't get to that growth and development until you carve out time and space to be clear, just in that devotion and talking about, Lord, let me hear your voice. Let me not be questioning what's from you and what's not from you, because I am building such a close relationship with you that the spirit of discernment would be heightened enough for me to know when to remove myself from situation or people that are not truly called, not truly ordained to do your work in whatever facet that is, but you would give me the wisdom of how to operate, especially as a faithpreneur, because there is nowhere where God is not. There's no industry that He's not in, and it doesn't mean that you can't do business in certain areas, but you're going to do business differently that will shine a light, that people will see something different about you because you're doing it according to the will of God and not according to greed or the things that hubris would want you to do, because that's just a temptation. But you're moving according to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and that is what is guiding and leading you. So in the journey of what we develop here in Destiny Designers University for our faithpreneurs is putting God first. The only difference between us and an entrepreneur is that we're doing it with a fidelity to God. We're doing it with building relationship with Him first so that He can direct us on how the gift, skills, and talents that we have get duplicated in the marketplace, and we get handsomely compensated for our brilliance and unapologetically profitable. But it's a process in learning not only just the mechanics of business, but understanding the dynamics of growing your faith. So be encouraged today as you go through this fellowship. Thank you for being in the room. Thank you in advance to everyone who is here to share. Thank you to my husband for opening up and being in studio to get us started today. And D. Jason Hodge, Carmen Wealthpreneur, Dr. Smile, Clubhouse, A.H. Roz, Mother Gwen, I see you up here too. Appreciate you and everyone who's in the room. Let me see who's here. Lanita, LB, Josie, Joella, Angela, Katie, Dr. Viva, hey, namesake Margo, Bishop Sean Lewis in the house. Thank you for the covering, Bishop. We appreciate you. Raquel, Daryl, Karen, Diane, Taji Poo, Tanika, Lois, Chef Shauna, Yvette, Dr. Jennings, Minister Boyd, Robin, Gina, Ladrine, what's up, sis? Osa and Fanta, great to have you here. And Bishop, thank you for the word that you shared for our Sunday Joy radio show. It was a blessing, and thank you for being a blessing here in the community. I am going to have to go and take my seat shortly and turn off my phone because I need to be in here presiding and doing my presidential duty. So y'all pray my strength, but be encouraged today and make make sure that you continue to do what God has commanded you to do, and that is to get to know him more. His love is free and available to all of us, and nobody gets an extra pass, right? It is no respecter of person. You honor God, God honors you. So take the time to get to know him a little better. Know how much he loves you. Know the soft little whispers that come, and just build a deeper relationship. You truly fall in love with Jesus when you give him that time and attention. So I'm going to turn it over. Family, go on ahead and do what you do. DJ Jason Hall, what you think, you my brother. Love y'all. There's nothing you can do about it. And keep celebrating the birthday. Birthday turn up, bro.
Love you too, sis. Well, good morning. Good morning. Shabbat Shalom, y'all. This is another awesome day that we are celebrating and coming together to not only talk about where we're coming from, the scripture that we stand on. Y'all know my tried and true, and it has just absolutely been the scripture that I've been anchored into for the past 10 years. Be anxious for nothing, as Philippians 4, 6 through 7. So the format is, tell us where you're calling from, your name, and what your scripture is, what it means to you. So we're going to start out with Dr. Roz.
Hey. Good morning. Good morning. Y'all are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. I am Dr. Smile, a.k.a. Auntie Roz, hailing out of Dallas, Texas. And today is a great day. It's our month, babies in May. We're real special people, aren't we, Jason? We are real special people. So my scripture, because it's Mental Awareness Month, this has come a little bit different to me. But when was the last time y'all studied Psalms 139? So the scripture is Psalms 139:14 from the Christian Standard Bible Version. I will praise you because I have been remarkably and wonderfully made. Your works are wondrous, and I know this very well. Well, fortunately, my husband likes it in another version where it says, you are complex. He loves me, but he calls me complex. But look, God's word said so. So I just want to be able to share that. And we know that if I were to have one word for a theme, I would think of intimacy. You know, that God, he wants us to have a deep, intimate reflection of who he is and him being in our presence. And that David acknowledged that God knows him completely, his thoughts, actions, and even his words before he speaks them. God is everywhere, and that there is no place David can go where God is not. So God is always with us. And you know what Doc Stacy read this morning, you know, there's the puzzle pieces. All the puzzle pieces work together, good, bad, ugly, and great. So that is my share. I want to say we've been on the road for graduations and promotions. So whether you're kindergarten going to first, whether you're a seventh grader going to junior high, to high school, whether you're college, you know, we've been doing it all. And it's usually this time of the year. So blessings, blessings, blessings to the mighty success of all who are graduating. And I just want to give this last part. I am fearfully known, wonderfully made, and eternally led by God's hand. And he says that everybody is a creative. It doesn't matter if you're in the music industry or you're artsy. Whatever our field of favor is, we're all creatives. So y'all are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. Y'all have a God amazing day. I yield the mic.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And we've got Sister Carmen. Carmen, welcome yourself on the stage. Mic is yours.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning, everyone. I love y'all. Again, what a joy to be able to fellowship with you all every Saturday morning. I've been really busy lately, so I haven't been as present, but I'm just out there doing the will of God. And it's a good thing, for people to want you to be in their space. So I thank God for loving me and trusting me enough to be on the scene. most of the time, and still saying happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful women in my life and just everywhere, to each of you that are mothers. We just celebrated that day, but I say we celebrate every day as women of God and just doing what we should be doing. I love what Dr. Stacy said. Well, first, my scripture, I kind of go back to this scripture all the time, which is Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They should run and not be weary. They should walk and not faint. That is just my pillar, scripture. When I think about just leaning on Him and knowing when you do that He will always, you know, be there and take care of you. And as Dr. Stacy was talking about how we need to be really intentional about building our relationship with God. I used to be like, oh, okay, Lord, wake up in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. You know, okay, I got to go, got to do this. You know, maybe let's say a 1 minute prayer and be about my business. But that's not what He wants. He wants us to really communicate and be intimate with Him. And communication is intentional. Like, we get up every day and intentionally shower, you know, and go about our work or duties. We have to be intentional with Him as well. And I must, you know, agree. There's times where I'm not as intentional, even in my busyness. But, you know, so I'm encouraging everybody that no matter what you're doing, no matter how busy you are, you be intentional. Most important, when you're communicating with God, it's about listening more than it is about talking. About asking. Sometimes God is trying to tell you and talk to you and you know, just and commune with you, but we're too busy saying, oh Lord, I need, oh Lord, can you, oh Lord, how about instead of saying, you know, Lord, what do you have for me? Lord, talk to me, speak to me. There's a song, Speak to My Heart. I can't sing it right now, but it I love that song. It's Dr. Raj, you probably know what I'm talking about. Speak to My Heart. Yes. So I love that. Can you just say just like a line of that?
Yeah.
Or anybody? Because I often sing this song. Can you say it?
Yeah. And we got to bring Raquel up, but speak to my heart, Holy Spirit, message of love that will give new life. So that's that.
Love it. I love it. So I sing that song in the shower and in the car. And it's just really asking God, you know, like being about His business, being about what He wants. And when we're about what He wants, everything that we want is always, always, you know, He answers us. So I thank you, Dr. Raz, for saying that. And oh, okay, Raquel is up. Raquel, can you sing a verse of that? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just in that moment right now. I'm trying to be really intentional about God. So can you sing a little bit of that song?
Good morning, everyone. My apologies. I was unloading groceries, so I was in listen mode for there a moment, but I heard my name, so I came to the phone. So God bless you all, and happy birthday once again, brother. So excited to celebrate you. And that song, let's see. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Message of love to encourage me, lifting my heart from despair, how you love me and hope me. Speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to my heart, Lord. Oh. Give me your holy word. If I can't hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on.
Yes.
I'll never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide. Speak to my heart, Lord.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. This is every morning. And I'm reason why I wanted to hear that. I wanted everybody to hear that. That may not be your song, but what that song says, what that song represents is for us to ask God, you know, to show me the way, give me your word. Because when I have your word, as I go out in my busyness, in my day, as I'm communing with other people, it is you that I'm representing. And so I'm crying, y'all. That song is just really my song that I stand on. But this is how I start my day, asking God who, what, and how. Not what Carmen wants, but what he wants. So thank you, Roz. Thank you, Raquel, for lifting your voices up for me. Thank you. God bless y'all. I'm yielding my mind. By the way, I'm Carmen M. Herrera, also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur, and God's Economic Ambassador, tapping in from hot Houston, Texas. Love y'all.
Love you too, sis. I can tell you're getting choked up there.
Yeah, you know what, Jason? I know that you all normally go first. This is Sister Gwen, but I really, really believe that we need to stay right there for a minute, that worship. Mm. I really believe, because what Dr. Stacy was talking about, when the first song, I just heard the Lord saying, just in me. And that we come and then we move sometimes quickly. But it's just resonating with me. So I'm just going to be still. But anyway.
Glory be to your name, Father.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Speak to me. Speak to me. I wish we had that song playing right now.
I know Dr. Roz is trying to find it.
I got it right here.
No, I am. You got it, Carmen?
I got it, yes.
You got it on
here. Here you go, yeah. Hold on. They want to do the commercial first.
But that's where Bluehost comes in to help. You can easily...
Got a little more volume?
Okay, hold on. Let me get volume.
Go on, DJ Carmen. Do it, girl.
From my heart. can't hear from you. I don't know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on. I'm just a best friend of God. And that's your word about you.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Did y'all hear that? Just speak to my heart. Give me your holy word.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, thank you. When you start like that, nothing can go wrong. When you lead with him, when it's not about what Carmen wants, what Dr. Roz wants, it's about what he wants. Even if it's not what we thought it would be. It's for his glory and for our good. And that's how I start. I didn't always, y'all. But that's how I start every morning asking him, speak to me, God.
You know, you said something that's very pivotal there, Carmen. And it's the part of where it's not what it is that you want, even when things don't work out the way that you think yes. that they should, because God is amazing at how he puts puzzle pieces together.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't recognize when he says that that our steps are ordered by him and that all things work together for our good when we love him and are called according to his purpose. There are things that take place that have nothing to do with us,
yep.
although we are the vessel that he uses because somebody else is being ministered to. So they've got to see certain things happen in our life and see how God works those things out for their faith to be sparked or for their belief to be stirred. So you never know, but you always know that they always work out for good.
For good. For mm-hmm. good. Yes. Thank you, Jason. Thank yeah. you for the grant for seizing the moment. And I
Amen.
Hope everyone got something from that.
Amen, Diane. She said, God is the ultimate orchestrator. That's exactly true.
Mm. You know, please forgive me, but, you know, I never want to disrupt, but not apologizing. But when our sister Rochelle was instant in the yes, I believe that's what God was saying to us today. That when he speaks to us and asks us to move in our God-given assigned gifts, not to hesitate, but to just move. And I want to just applaud her for her instant yes in her gifting. Because I think at this time, like no other time, God wants us to be intentionally present to hear his voice and respond in the immediate. Now there are times when, but that all, when you all started the room, all I could hear is be, that we do so much do, but God is calling us to his side to just be, sit at my feet and let me speak to you. Hear what I want you to hear. Just languish, come be, just celebrate, embrace my presence. All of the multitasking and accumulative busyness of the week when we come together in this room, that celebrating our collective gifts, et cetera. But right now, I just hear the Lord saying, just be still and know I'm God. I got you. I'll guide you. I love you. And just as we go into the next of our now, I'm just thankful for you all and thankful for allowing God to, many times we in our busyness orchestrate the Holy Spirit out of our own lives. And so I just wanted to say, as it started with Dr. Stacy, the song choice, you know, reflecting for us to imagine heaven every day, because that's the goal. Not the CEO position of your job, not the money accrued in your bank accounts, but
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right standing, and then all things will be added to us. I just believe that's what God was saying this morning. And I just thank you for allowing me the privilege to just kind of want to be selfish enough to just let's stay right here, right for a minute. Praise this Lord. I just thank you, God. Just right here. Just like I hear the Lord saying, right here. Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Right here. Right here. Just stay with me. Right here.
Thank you, Lord.
And Jason, again, you know, I'm just being very, very transparent in terms of it, but I hear this show has something to give us even more. I just feel this, and I don't want to be out of order. I do not have any. I want everybody to hear this because we've got to mature as a body. I don't if I need to be corrected right now, but I'm just kind of moving in my own truth right now, but totally respectful to the order of this room. But I just hear it in my heart. I hear the Lord saying his psalmist has something to give us. Is that true, Rochelle, out of your heart?
Yes, ma'am, it is true.
Excuse the Lord, pulling her. So please forgive me, Jason.
Thank you, Lord God. The song that God has in my spirit right now is normally sung like an anthem, but I'm hearing it differently today. Whew. And I'm going to try to get this out through these tears because it's just moving me this way. Hallelujah. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher. In your stillness, feel these words. There is none more greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ, our Savior, great and glorious. Glorious. Oh, glorious.
Glory be to your name, Father.
Amen. Thank you, God. Now I'm hearing to sing it like the anthem. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God.
There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious.
There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious.
Father, 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 you are a glorious God, majestic in holiness, awesome in splendor, and perfect in all your ways. From the rising of the sun to the setting, your name is to be praised. There is none like you. You in heaven or on earth, you formed us in the secret place, and you know every part of us. You search us. You see us. You still love us with an everlasting love. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your thoughts about us are too numerous to count, and your plans for us are filled with goodness and hope. We worship you not just for what you do, but for who you are. You are the God who sees. You are the God who stays. You are the God who saves. Glory belongs to you alone, Father. Continue to search our hearts, Father, and remove anything that dishonors you. Lead us in everlasting way, in your everlasting way, Father, for we trust your voice, we trust your hand, we trust your heart. Let our life reflect your glory. Let our words honor you. Let us walk pleasing unto you, Father, because you are a glorious God, and we glorify you with all that we are. So, Father God, we thank you for how you have put the puzzle pieces of this day together. We thank you that we are in relational currency and collaborative intelligence, Father, coming to a place that is a good soiled place, Father, to rejuvenate, to reset, to rethink, to redo. So, Father God, I call out Jehovah Kaiel for worship, wisdom, wealth, virtue, honor, power, influence, favor, and an army rising up in each and every one of us. Father, may it even be time, Father, that someone here will go reach out to someone else and bring them on into the fold, because today is a good day for such a time as this. We give you all honor, praise, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 All right. Okay, well, Sister Gwen, you're up for your scripture. Where you call it in from?
Praise God. I'm calling in from Los Angeles, California. And my scripture is just simply Psalms 23 in its entirety. That the Lord is my shepherd. I have no lack. He gives me directional collaboration, leading me beside the still waters, and so he can restore my soul. I thank you for the following. He gives me the mercy and grace following me all the days of my life. And I'm grateful for the eternal promise that I will dwell forever in the house of the Lord. I'm just grateful this morning, and I was just being mindful of my busyness sometimes. And I just was, the Lord just dealt with me, not as a rebuke or a correction, but just to, like saying that pause in my soul this morning to say, do not go into this day like many days, but allow me time to give me time. And so as our sister Raquel was being so obedient, and as we were in his presence and still are, of course, he says, where two or three of us are gathered. I'm just mindful of that where the presence of God is, there's no lack, The Lord is my shepherd. He's our shepherd. And while these songs were and the anthem was going on, no one higher, the Lord was speaking to me to just say, when I got privileged to speak again, receive the healing balm that's present in the room. Grab it and be greedy for it. He said, the violent take it by force. Take that which God gives. He says, we have not because we ask not. But I believe there's a tangible anointing of provision. Now, your provision may need peace. It may be healing. It may be joy. But right now, there is an open heaven, that door that our brother John spoke about in Patmos as he was in captivity. And I just believe that what you need, God's got it. And so I just thank God for today. I thank God for all of you, the family, that we seek a good thing, that we gathered here. This is not just a place of busyness, but we seek. It's another aspect of God leading us beside those still waters to restore and replenish and get the hydration we need, which is so needful now, Jason, as I'm reading and experiencing how many people are just, they're just dry. They're just, that hydration has become the big buzzword now. But, you know, I just think of God saying that I am the living water, drink of me. So I'm just grateful today, praising him, hoping that whatever I'm saying is encouraging you to seek him like you never sought him. And just have such a hunger like the deer panting by the water that God will restore us, and he wants to, but he also always wants an audience with us, and he shouldn't have to fight for it. I believe that's what God is saying today. I do not want to be an interruption, but I want to be the continuation of your being. Know that I'm God, and there is none higher, and there is nothing and no entity that can meet our needs other than God. I just celebrate all of you. That we just be more mindful to, you know, what's Jonathan McReynolds says, make time and room for him. You know, I kind of fractured that, but I heard it. It says, I will make room for you, God. I believe that's what he's saying today. Love you all, always. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. All right, well, Raquel, you are up, sis.
I'm so glad I came in this room. I was driving when I thought, oh, it's 9 o'clock. God is so, so good. I'm Raquel. Hey, everyone. I'm calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. And Mother Gwen, as you were speaking, I was hearing this portion of song. I don't even know the title of the song, but this is what I was hearing. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. So that just dropped in my spirit as you were speaking. I think because of the hydration, he is the cup that won't run dry. My scripture today is one of my favorite scriptures. It has sentimental value to me because when my grandmother passed, and I shared about my grandmother, I think last week, the only picture in her Bible was my picture, and it was in the book of Ephesians. And the way my face was facing in the Bible was in Ephesians 3. And Ephesians 3:20 reads, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works within us. And so we know that God supersedes himself daily, but we have an opportunity to think higher because when we think higher, he even supersedes that. So it's just a reminder, not only do we need to think higher, but we also need to tap into the power that works within us. The same power that raised Christ from the grave lives in us. And much more things than this shall we do, because he left us a comforter. And so it's just a reminder for us to tap into our power and to realize just exactly how powerful he has let us be. Has allowed us to be. And it is like Mother Gwen was saying, how I just stepped in and I'm grateful to do that because it's my tithe. It's the gift God gave me. How can I not give it back to him? And so how can we not tap into our power and the gift that he's given us of being able to call things from heaven here on earth, that we give earthly license here on earth for things to happen, take place. So I think that this is an opportunity for us to just tap in and in that stillness, know that he is God. And the one that he left for us is the same that lives in us. And so that's all. God bless you all. Happy Saturday.
All right. We've got Sister Tanika on the stage.
Thank you for that.
Good morning, everybody. Whew, this room has been already just a blessing since I first came in. I saw the time, I think it was 9:04. And then I was like, oh goodness, I didn't see my notifications come through. And then Dr. Smile sent me a text at 9:05. And I was, before I get kind of sidetracked, I will say grateful for another opportunity to be in this room. Grateful for you know, Mother Gwen just being led to say that we had to take time to just pause. And that's kind of what was going on this morning. I was talking to my oldest daughter. She has gymnastics every Saturday. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. And, I was talking to my oldest daughter because she has gymnastics every Saturday at 8:30 to 12:30. And she texts me around, 7:12. And she wasn't feeling well. And so I came up and just addressed that. And then I went right back to my room. She said, Mommy, she texted me again. She said, Mom, I had something to tell you. And that was 7:35. So I went back upstairs and I was like, okay. She said, when you first came in here, I really wanted to tell you I didn't want to go to gymnastics today, but I didn't know how to tell you. And I said, okay. So we got to talking and she's just struggling mentally with the challenges of this sport. And so we ended up praying and I just said, you know, Gabby, this is just, you know, God, this is the moment where you need to really seek the Lord. You need to make sure you're rooted and grounded in him. I said, because yes, you're about to be a junior. Yes, senior year. The level 10 gymnast, she's looking at Instagram and looking at everybody else and how old they are when they start at level 10. And I said, you can't compare yourself to other people. You have to know that you're talented, that you're gifted and what God has given you. And she just began to talk about the past and the coaches, how they talked to her and how they talked down to her and how she's just trying to pull herself out of that mental space. And I know, Jason, you always do Proverbs chapter 4. And so my scriptures are towards Gabby related to the situation that I was sending her. And the first one is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. And another scripture, Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his path. And Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And this is just befitting when, you know, Dr. Stacy started talking about, you know, we have to make sure this is the ultimate goal every day, that we're waking up, that we're reading our word, that we're having our devotionals, and that we're, you know, going about our day, that we seek God first in everything. And so I'm just thankful and grateful. I have my children in mind, but I'm also just thinking about me and my husband and just how, you know, we're going through things. That, you know, my husband's certification, I've talked to you all about that and last Saturday, and he got his certification, but now we're working towards the job piece. The employer that I work at, that I'm currently still employed at, you know, they told him he couldn't come back, and I was like, that's fine. We're just going to keep moving and pressing. And as Jason, you had said last week, exponential, I think that's the word. I text my husband, you know, after he said, well, they thought I can come back. I said, well, God's going to give you exponentially something better and greater. And then the last thing that I want to say is I've spoken about this in Trucking God's Way. Hold on, I have Jenna up. Come here, sweetie. It's okay. Okay, one sec.
And while you're doing that, sis, have your daughter, have Gabby read 2 Kings chapter 6, 16. It's when Elisha, he captured the Syrians, the blinded Syrians. But there was a part in there where the servant, I believe he was real scared. And then the Elisha had asked the Lord to open up his eyes so that he can see that there is more with them, God's people, than there are with the enemy. And so he saw that the enemy was surrounded by God's angels and chariots of fire and all of that. So have her read that. As a matter of fact, in 2 Kings, there's a lot of great things in there where you're seeing the impossible done over and over again, from when the axe head fell into the water, and then so he threw the thing in, and then the axe head floated on top of the water, so he was able to recover it. So have her look at that, because that will show her that there's nothing impossible for God. And even the things that we think are out of reach, God is like, yeah, well, look, that's nothing to me. So, yeah, have her read that before she goes and does her thing, and let God do what he does.
Okay, I will. And I wanted to say that something that you had just said. Oh, so I was texting her coach about to text him, because they haven't checked on her yet. And normally they say, well, where's Gabby? And so I had a text message just wanting to have a meeting with everybody, just so that we're all on the same page, because, you know, there's just a lot that sometimes, you know, when you're in this kind of sport, you don't know what you don't know. I'm in a gymnastics moms group on Facebook, and I've learned a lot of things just from listening to other parents, you know, with children in this sport and everything. But I just am... I'm sorry, sweetie, come here. I'm doing hair this morning. Sorry, I'm trying to multitask. But I just, you know, seeking you all for prayer for myself too, because I've been having, as I've shared in this group, I've been having challenges with headaches and, you know, I have a benign tumor in my ear. And so I'm just seeking prayer. I have to see a neuro specialist who deals with head and neck injuries because of this tumor that's growing. It's a benign tumor that's growing. So in the midst of all of this, you know, I got those results. And these doctors, I understand they're busy. There are so many, you know, patients and things, and I've been calling, and I said, okay, I'm going to wait another day before I reach out again. I left a message with the medical assistant on Friday. My doctor, the ENT, told me, his medical assistant said, well, wait until the referral comes through. And I've just been feeling like I'm patiently waiting to get this appointment because I'm eager. I have a cousin who's an audiologist. She read the results. Have another friend who's a doctor. They read this. They say, look, you need to get in. And so just
be in prayer with me that that appointment, I'm getting a baby, that that appointment comes through soon so that I can get this evaluated and know what treatment. I do believe that by his stripes, I'm healed. But this is just a situation and a challenge that I have to go through. So I'm going to yield and I love you all.
May I just respond to that, Jason?
Sure.
I just heard the Lord, Tanika, says, he says the appointment that you are waiting for is with him. He wants you to shut down, shut out, and he's going to give you a strategy regarding your medical path. That the great physician to call upon the aspect of God is a great physician. And I remember something from one of the girls at our church. She had a back injury, a back issue. And God gave her a specific strategy about procedures that was totally different from anyone else that was in human flesh. And I just believe the Lord is calling you to his side. Just like I spoke earlier about the room, that whatever we needed, was it peace? Was it healing in the immediate right now? And God wants to, he wants his time with you. And I don't know if that resonates to you. And also he's fighting for his time with us, everybody. I just really believe this, not to be dogmatic or putting anything on anyone, because God gives us all free choice. But he has the answer. He is the source, the first source. With all of the cumulative voices that you are calling on, which are appropriate, and he's giving you access, but he is wanting an audience with you to give you the source and root of the cause, and also to speak to you regarding things, even with your daughter. And what I heard in the spirit was, in the chemistry in her body as she's aging, there's some things that are changing. And the stress relative to achievement, comparison, etc., doubting of maybe her own self, that God's going to give you all of those answers as you pull yourself to the side. And I also hear an aspect of fasting, in terms of just basically emptying out. So I pray that that resonates with you. But God says, I got what you need before I want you to talk to anyone else. So I pray that you receive that. Thank you.
I do. Thank you.
Okay. And Sister Tanika, I went ahead and I posted a link that deals with the connection between parasites in the system and tumors and cancers, all sorts of things like that, because there is a direct connection that used to be very well known until they removed that from the textbooks. And that's when you started in 1920s, 1930s, and this is not medical advice. This is just giving you a little history for everybody who's in here. So you have to look back into the older documents, the older books, where all of that information was in there prior to the Flexner Report. Okay, we could talk offline, though, for that. All right, so moving on to Sister Renee. Mic is yours, sis.
Blessings and light, family. I have missed you. Good morning, God morning, grand rising. When we talked just now, I listened to Sister Tanika, and I would like to share one thing with you. I had major surgery 15 years ago, and less than 6 months after, they said I had to have another surgery when I moved to my new location. Less than six months. And I said, we cannot do that again. Two surgeries prior, and now you're telling me because of somebody else's error, not because of anything I did. And this last one, I said, no, I have to consult my physician. I have to talk to my doctor. They said, well, the doctor said, I said, I appreciate what the doctor said, but can you give me 48 hours? I need to talk to my doctor. They thought I was talking about a physical doctor. I said, I need to talk to my doctor. There was a woman in the room, and she was a Muslim woman. And she looked at me and she says, I will give you 36 hours because we have to address the issue. And I said, and she understood when I said my doctor, she squeezed my hand. And I'm going to say to you, squeeze God's hand and don't let it go. Squeeze it tight and don't let it go. Because less than, they gave me 36 hours. And in less than 8 hours, God responded to the prayer, not just of my heart, but he just responded knowing what I needed. Not what I wanted, what he wanted me to have. So I just, this was not what I started to share, but when I heard you and I heard your daughter, I said, God gets the final say. And Mother Gwen, I thank you because there has been a busyness. I run an urban farm in Maryland. I'm a New Yorker that lives in Maryland. All of the things that other people talk about, you're not going to get this money, this is cut, and that is done. And I said, I hear you, but God spoke to me different. And when he spoke to me different, I don't have to publicize anything to anybody. You stand and you wait. You be quiet and you wait. And I'm going to tell you, I signed 2 contracts and money is had. Where other people say no, and they said, God said no, and the orange man said no. He is not and does not get the final say. Thank you, Mother Gwen, for letting and reminding us just to sit in him and watch him work. Whew. Okay, I'm sorry. Now, what I wanted to share, several of my scriptures have gone forth, but the one that I read this morning, which is incredibly apropos to this moment, is John 16:13 in the NIV version. It says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is to come. So we get to listen with not just our physical ears, family, we get to listen with our whole being, with our heart, our mind, our spirit, and rebuke the people that are around us that do not understand or agree with God because they do not have the final say. What I was going to say, I can't share. I'm going to share that scripture. I'm going to yield my mic. I'm going to praise God in the process. And I thank you for this space in this room and your continued prayers. To God be the glory.
Thank you for the share, Sister Renee. We got Sister Katie in the room. Mic is yours.
God bless you, faithpreneurs. What a wonderful morning. God be praised. I just woke up this morning praising God, and so many things just ministered to me. And just even listening to everybody talk, just what God has put on my heart this morning is Psalm 24. This is in the New Living Translation. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, invincible in battle. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of Heaven's armies. He is the King of Glory. And I just really feel that we're in a battle, but the battle is already won. And we have to just yield to God's provision that he's already placed in front of us, you know, opening up our eyes to see what he has already provided. And then that brought me to Zechariah 10, because we know that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. And so we have to remain in that knowing. And as I was reading Zechariah 10, and I like to go back and read the whole chapter. And, you know, I love scriptures, but getting the whole context of what is it talking about. And that will give me some diving board to jump off and do a little bit deeper study and just really to think on the things. But God just had me praising him this morning. And I do agree that we have to stay connected, you know, not start our morning in prayer and then go on our day and think it's us. And God just was telling me, it's me. It's all me. Everything is me. There's nothing that I do that he is not a part of. I have my living and my breathing in him. And, you know, I have had to repent and say, you know, God, maybe there's a moment where you feel like I got the wheel. And no, he has the wheel the whole time. I'm only in every place that I'm in because he has to affect something in that space. And as an ambassador, we go into the places that God sends us in. As a servant, we serve the people he has called us to serve. And because we're his children, we get to hide in his shadow and be with him. But we get to, like little kids, get to walk along and see how he's going to work in the earth. And so we have to surrender every moment. And even as he's moving us through these different places in our lives and taking us from glory to glory, we were talking in my family this week, you know, and what God was showing me was that our glory is him removing the fetters and the things off of us that don't please him, that we're pruning, we're constantly removing so that we can reflect him, you know. And as we're going through these different struggles and these different things in life, that it's perfecting our faith. And so we have to recognize that we're going through things to bring about his reflection in us. And so Zechariah 10, you know, it talks about ask the Lord for rain and spring, for he makes the storm clouds, and he will send showers of rain, so every field becomes a lush pasture. Households, God gives worthless advice. Fortune tellers predict only lies, and interpreters of dreams pronounce falsehoods that give no comfort. So my people are wandering like lost sheep. They are attacked because they have no shepherd. My anger burns against your shepherds, and I will punish these leaders, for the Lord of heaven's armies has arrived to look after Judah, his flock. He will make them strong and glorious like a proud war horse in battle. From Judah will come the cornerstone, the tent peg, the bow for battle. And all the rulers, they will be like mighty warriors in battle, trampling their enemies in the mud under their feet. Since the Lord is with them as they fight, they will overthrow even the enemy's horsemen. I will strengthen Judah and save Israel. I will restore them because of my compassion. It will be as though I had never rejected them, for I am the Lord, their God. And that just ministered to me because I said, you know, wow, we already have the winning hand. We already are victorious, and we have to walk in it. So then that led me to Isaiah 54. And I just really just am so excited because I know God is our Redeemer. And he's the one who's going to bring us about. And so even as we're going through things, you know, just I keep thinking about how David had to encourage himself in the Lord. He had to cry out. And in that desperation, he was close with God. And I said, you know, Father, I don't want to be separate from you. I want to praise you, and I want you, and I want the relationship. And it goes back to what Dr. Stacy said at the very beginning of opening the room. How are we developing our relationship? How are we really keying in on what does it take to develop a strong relationship? And it's staying in him. It's abiding in him the entire time, not thinking, oh, okay, I checked off my box and I'm moving on, but really taking him with us in our entire day. And so I'll just end out with Isaiah 54. And it says, sing, O barren one who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor, for the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. Fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Be not confounded, for you will not be disgraced. For you will forget the shame of your youth and the reproach of your widowhood. You will remember no more. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth, he is called, for the Lord has called you like a wife deserted and grieved in spirit, like a wife of youth when she is cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I deserted you, but with great compassion I will gather you. So I probably missed a couple words in there because it's really small and I'm reading it, but just be encouraged. I know God is working in all of us. I feel it in all of the testimonies of today. And even in our circles, God is doing a work in each of us, and we have to yield to him so that he can continue and finish. And just know that it might not feel comfortable, but he's perfecting us so that we can do the work that he's called us to do in all the earth. I love you. I yield my mic.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Sister Katie. We've got Erica on the stage. Erica, mic is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. Such a sweet spirit in here. I just wanted to share Philippians is my favorite scripture. Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honorable, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. And, you know, I just love to just think on him because he is joy, he is peace, he is love. And when what came to me was peace. Peace stuck with me. And he gave me the scripture, John 14 and 27. So I'd like to read that one also. That one says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So I just wanted to share that because he is our peace. He gives us peace, which goes beyond our understanding. And so when we go through our trials and our tribulations, know that peace, he is our peace, and he will guide us and he will lead us. And just as everybody was saying, be still and know that he is God. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, that's been some awesome shares this morning. And look at that. We are 7 minutes before the room closes. What I'd like to do is, before we close, you know, all of this, everything that we've shared, everything that we do as believers, we're supposed to glorify God in that. We're supposed to reflect him. And ultimately, we are ministering to a world around us who is seeking to be redeemed. He said that he came to seek that which is lost. And so if in all that we do, we don't have that in our minds, in the forefront of our minds, we may be missing at least part of that mark. If you leave here today and you do not know the Lord, you do not have a personal relationship with Yeshua, with Jesus Christ, I do want to invite you to that relationship. Now, you've heard from many people who are on the stage today, and each one of them, God deals with them in his way. And you may not have a way in which you know that God deals with you. And I want to encourage you that God does have a way that he deals with you. He has a way that he deals with each and every one of his children. And if you don't yet know that, if you don't yet have that relationship with him, I do want to invite you to get that relationship with him. I want to invite you to receive the Lord as your Savior. Here's a scripture, and it's in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. And it says that if you confess with your mouth that Yeshua is Lord, that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. And there's a reason for that. He was the perfect sacrifice, the perfect one to take on the sins of the world. Every area, every place where we have missed the mark, every area where we have fallen short, he's got that covered. And so no matter what it is that you've had going on in your life, no matter what it is that you've done, what it is that you've thought, what it is that you've said, what activity that you've been in, there is somebody who has already paid the price for every mistake that you ever have made and ever could make. And it all comes down to, would you receive that gift? If you knew that there was somebody who said, hey, you know what? I took that on me, so you don't have to pay that price. If that is something that draws you, that attracts you, for you to say, you know what? I do want that gift because it is a gift. And I would like to receive that gift and spend eternity with God. Then I'm going to invite you right now to accept Jesus as your Savior. And so we're going to pray real quick. Lakeisha, I do see you up here, and we'll come to you afterwards, sis. And for those of you who are saying, you know what, I do want that gift, whether you're here on stage, if you are in the audience, or if you're listening on replay, because this is really what it's all about. God has placed his people in every aspect of life so that he can find you and you could find him. So there's the prayer. Father God, I come before you right now, recognizing that you did send a Savior to redeem me. You cared enough about me, and he does, that you sent a Savior, your only begotten Son, who is known as Jesus. His Hebrew name is Yeshua. And I accept that gift, and I confess him as my Lord and my Savior. And I heard about a scripture in Romans chapter 10 that said, if I confess with my mouth that Yeshua is Lord, that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that you, God, raised him from the dead, that I would be saved, I'd be redeemed. So right now, I do confess him as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe that you raised him from the dead. And according to your scripture, those are the two things that are required. I confess that Jesus is Lord. Yeshua is Lord. And I believe that you raised him from the dead. So I want to formally thank you for redeeming me, for saving me. And I want to thank you for being my God and my Father. In the matchless name of Yeshua. If you have prayed that prayer, know that you have accepted salvation. And I want you to go and share that with somebody. Share that with your pastor. Share that with, if you don't have a pastor, I want you to reach out. You can go to faithpreneur.me and reach out, or you could put it in the chat here if you're here on the app. If you're listening on the replay, then type in faithpreneur.me and connect. Let us know. And if you're looking for a church home, if you're looking for a place where you can get some good Bible training, Bible teaching, because that is important. It's one thing to accept him as your Lord and Savior, but you have to understand that you have stepped into a war zone and you need to be equipped. You need to be covered. You need to have those people around you to surround you. You need to let God lead you so that you can get the right type of covering. You stay covered, you stay edified, you start to learn so you understand what this life is all about. So reach out, let us know. You can reach out to the mods up here, put it in the chat, and then we go from there and see if we can get you connected to where God would have you in order to grow and to learn more about him and to strengthen yourself in the Lord. All right, so on that note, Sister Lakeisha, welcome to the stage.
Amen, Pastor Jason. Amen, my amazing sister, Dr. Stacy. I love you so much. My sister Carmen, love you so much. Sister Gwen, blessings to you and each and every person that's on the stage. You know, I feel that this was right on time for each and every one of us, you know, because God is doing a new thing, family. And, you know, I was just basking in the word and the scripture in Psalms 138, verses 8. The Lord will work out his plans for my life. For your faithful love, oh Lord, endures forever. Look at that. God is doing something within every one of you. God loves you so much, and God brought you into this place right now. I don't know what you're going through, what you've been through, whatever it is, whatever you think that is so challenging, but I'm telling you right now and declaring that God is truly faithful. He'll never leave you nor forsake you and always here guiding in love. And I'm so excited to be here for each and every one of you today. I'm thankful to be here today. I haven't seen everyone in a minute because God has been doing the great things. I've been preparing for my tour, preparing for my veterans tour, and definitely with my latest book and just connecting with, you know, the community there and the veterans and just getting ready to go into the areas and be able to connect with them and just telling them how God is so good and faithful with them and all the different the institutions and the bases, connecting with them on the East Coast, family, not the West Coast this time. But I'm so thankful that God has given me this mantle to be able to connect with him and show people that God is there with you no matter what season you're in life. And I'm so excited to be here. So I love you all so much. And I'm just thankful to be here. Pastor Jason, thank God for you. Back to you, my brother. I'm always better with you. God bless you.
All right, sis. Good stuff. And we got LT on the stage. Hey, cuz. Mic is yours.
Good morning, fam. I'm going to be really quick. God bless everyone. It's good to be in the room and hear all your face, hear all your voices and see your avatars on today. And just chiming in with Dr. Stacy said earlier, I didn't see hear the full scope. But what I did hear was very confirmation for me in regards to having the devotional time where Rhema Word is starting up. Devotional time with the Lord. And so it was just confirmation and it spoke to me. And another thing that's really speaking to me is, you know, my bishop would always say, Bishop Sean, he would always say, you know, your voice is for someone. And so I really appreciate the confirmation and what Dr. Stacy said in regards to, if y'all follow me, you can be part of the devotional time with God as we set aside time just to seek the Lord. Matthew 6:33 talks about that. And just seeking him and to be able to, what does she say? She said building a relationship. Yes. But also, it's about, you know, getting to know you, getting to know all about you. So in that devotional time, we get to study God's character, get to know him on a different level and a personal, intimate time. As a matter of fact, you know, this is really the Holy Spirit speaking to me, because today I even put out there on the YouTube channel, we have to be intentional about cultivating a relationship with God. And so that's up there on my YouTube channel. And so all of this was really confirmation as to when God leads you into doing something. So I certainly appreciate all of you. Have a God amazing day. Love you. God bless each and every one of you. Continue to walk in your greatness, for there is greatness within each and every one of you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. All right, and let's see if Dr. Stacy is hanging out in the cut, if she has some final words. And if not, then we are going to bring the room to a close. And look at that. We are getting it dialed in, aren't we? All right. Okay, Dr. Stacy. Good stuff. All right, y'all. So next week, God willing, this time, same time, same bat channel, if you will. We will see you next week. The room is going to end in 5, 4, 3, 2. Y'all have a great one. Shabbat shalom.
Bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and I hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.